Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Mashal Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Tal Beza Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Bolok, Tovshin, Pei Dalid. Today is Yud Beis Tammuz. Yud Beis Tammuz is the yard site of my Shver's uncle. My Shver's uncle, Reb Ze'ev, Reb Velvel, Ben Marenar of Avram Grudzinski Hashem Yikoim Domoy. Now, it's well known that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was taken and killed in the 7th fort outside of Kovna. I was zeicha to be at that Mokim Kadosh two times to be mispalel in the place where Rabbi Chanan was killed. And Rabbi Chanan was taken from Reb Avrom Grudzinski's house in the Kovna ghetto, the beginning of the war in Tovshin Aleph, 1941, together with 12 Bachrim who were in the house, the Bnei Torah had gravitated. It's a big house. Zeicha to be there a few times as well. And they gravitated. It was after a pogrom, a Gansa Maisa. And they gravitated to the house of Reb Avrom, and Reb Chanan was there also. He had gotten stuck there in Kovna. And these Lithuanian thugs came during the pogrom, which was at the end of Sivan. The Lithuanians, the Nazis didn't do anything. The Lithuanians did it all. The Rishoyim Arurim. And they had heard as they passed Reb Avrom's house, they said, "This is the Rabiner's house. We don't touch anyone there." But that was then. Then a few thugs came in after they had to leave Kovna, and they had to leave Slabodka, I'm sorry. And this was in Slabodka by the ghetto over there. And Slabodka is a suburb of Kovna. And when they came back, they were there for a few days. It was quiet in the beginning of Tammuz. They came back on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, second day. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, if I remember correctly. And about a week later, these thugs decided that they just want to go and take somebody. And they went in, they burst in, and they took Rabbi Chanan and 12 Bachrim. Rabbi Avram, they didn't take. And one of those Bachrim was Rabbi Avram's son, Ze'ev, who was called Velvel, and they were taken to the 7th fort to be killed. Now the assumption, Rabbi Chanan's Wasserman, they assumed that he was killed on that day, Yud Alef Tammuz, and that's why it's always known as Rabbi Chanan's yard site was yesterday, Yud Alef Tammuz, Tov Shin Aleph. However, the Grudzinskis always kept Velvel's yard site on Yud Beis Tammuz, for whatever reason. I don't know if they knew, they didn't know. That's when they always kept his yard site on Yud Beis Tammuz. They were all killed together over there in the 7th fort, Hashem Yikoim Domam, and the Shir should be Lili Nishmasam of Rabbi Chanan, Zecher Tzadik Livroch Hashem Yikoim Domai, and our uncle Reb Velvel Grudzinski, the son of the Mashkiach, the Teres Avram, Reb Avram, who was killed 3 years later, burnt down in the hospital in the Kovna ghetto, Chaf Beis Tammuz Tov Shin Dalid, at the end of the Kovna ghetto. This story happened in the beginning of the Kovna ghetto. And Hashem Yikoim Domo. Let's learn a Meshechachma, Perichov Dalid Yud Zayin, a short Meshechachma, but I want to build on this Meshechachma. Says the Pasuk, Perichov Dalid, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Dorach Koichov Miyakoiv. Bilam is saying Nevuah here. Vayiso Mishaloi Vayimar. And this is at the end, when he says, "Hinene ha'ilech la'ami," I'm leaving, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, ba'achris hayomim. And he says a few things, and he says, "Dorach koichov mi'yakov." Says Rashi, "Kitargumai," like the Targum. What does Targum say? "Yikum malka mi'yakov." A king is going to rise from Yaakov. Dorach koichov. The star is referring to the king. Dorach, he is going to rise up from Yaakov. Become shevet miYisrael, umochatz pasei moyav, and he is going to kill, says the Targum, rav ravei moyav, the leaders, the strong ones, the chashava ones, the gedolim of moyav, says Rashi. Who is this referring to? Zed David. This is referring to David HaMelech, Shenemar, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech attacked Moav, and he took Nekama because Moav, when he had ran away from Shaul, Moav had come and killed his family, and his father, his mother, and his brothers. So the pasuk says over there, Hashkei v'yisam arza, the David HaMelech had them lie down on the ground, v'yimadid shnei chavalim lahamis, and he measured them with two ropes to kill, u'mulei achev lahachyais. So basically, he laid them out in the ground, b'derech v'zayin, and he measured with ropes. The two-thirds got killed. So two rope lengths, that person got killed. One rope length got saved. And those people, I think, were avadim to David HaMelech. So that's Dorach Chaychav Miyakov, a star, David, a king, will rise up from Yaakov. Who is that king? The one who's Mochatz Pasei Moav, the one who's going to destroy the Rav Ravi, the Gedolim of Moav, that's David. That's how the Meshech Chochmah begins, Ketargumoi, Shemalkohu David. The Targum doesn't put the two together, but it's obvious. The Melech we're referring to, the Koichav, the Melech is David. V'alav Omar, and about this Koichav, about David HaMelech, the Pasuk says, U'mochatz Pasei Moav, and they're going to destroy the Pasei Moav. He's going to destroy the Pasei Moav. Zokter Meir Simcha, V'koirei Koichav. Why is David HaMelech referred to as a star? Shekoichav hu safra dechama. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, the end of Masechet Shabbos. Masechet Shabbos ends on Kuf Nun Zayin. So Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, the Gemara is going through people being born and different mazalas and all different stars. And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara says, Hayman Divi Kaichav, someone who's born in the mazel of Kaichav, Yigvar Nohir V'chacham, he's going to be someone who is a shine, has a shine to him, and a chacham. Mishum de safra de chamahu, because Koichav is the cipher of the sun. So a cipher is a smart person. So if you look at the Marsha, what does the Marsha say? Zok de Marsha, Mishum safra de chamahu. De chala Koichavim heim kulam tzva halavona. Lim Shobalaila. Stars are considered the legions of the Levana. Right? The Levana got, when Hashem told the Levana, go mibimayit yourself, go minimize yourself, because he said, how could the sun and I both be rulers? Hashem said, no problem. Go minimize yourself. And as a Nechama, he gave him all the stars as part of his legions. So the stars are really nighttime things. Aval zeh hamazol koichav, mizayin hamazolisu. But this mazol koichav is from the mazolos. The mazolos have to do with the sun. Hu safra dechama limsho bayoim. That is the safra dechama limsho bayoim. So there's something special about this koichav. It's the safra dechama. Usually a koichav. Now normally, you know, you wouldn't necessarily say this mazel called koichav is the same as the Koichavim, but the Marsha is putting them together. Koichav belongs at night. This is a special Koichav by day, because it's a Meshamish of the Levana. It's the Sofer of the Chama. Now what does it mean, it's the Sofer of the Chama? So Rashi says, where's Rashi? Mazel Koichav, who cipher shall mazel chama, lichtoiv derech hiluchai ut kufaisa. Somehow this Koichav is the cipher. It writes the hiluch and the tkufa of the sun, umotzi etzle tamid, and it's constantly nearby the sun. Azay zakt Rashi. So says Rameir Simcha, what do you see? You see, the term Kaichav is used for the Safra the Chama. V'chein David, Chiber Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech is called a Kaichav because he composed Sefer Tehillim. Upirish Dvarim Shatira Sosma. And he explained in Tehillim things that the Torah was vague about, was not clear about. K'may Sha'amru B'medrash Rabba Parshas Boy. Harbe Maisim Kosa Moshe B'Torah Stumim. Oma David Upirsham. Ye'uyin Sham. This is a Medrash Rabba in Parshas Boy, Parsha Tesvav. Seif Chaf Beis Anachidesh Hazelochem. It says over there, it's a long, longish medrash. Hahudich Sahud, Hahudich Siv, Osso Yereach Lamayadim, Shemesh Yoda Mevoye Posig and Tilim, Kuvdalit. Harbe Maisim Kosa Moshe B'Torah Stubim. There are a lot of things that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah that were Sosum and Omed David Upirsham. And David HaMelech got up and he was mefarish them in Sefer Tehillim. He was mefarish them in Sefer Tehillim. And the Medrash, most of these things have to do with Bria Shamayim Va'aretz. The Medrash starts off, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, you can look there. Anu Moitzim Mimaisa Bereshis Mishabora Shamayim Va'aretz Bora Ha'ar. In the Torah, it sounds like after Hashem created Shemayim Varetz, He created the Ar Shenem Abreish Bar Lakim, and then Vayem Lakim Yahar. V'David Pirshu and says no. Me'achas Shabara Ar Bar Shemayim. The Ar was first, then the Shemayim. Shenem Ar Oita Ar Kasalma. Ha'adur Not the Shemayim Kairiyav. Hare Lamanu Mishabara Bar Shemayim. And so on and so forth. The Medrash goes through different things that the Torah is not so clear about, and David HaMelech comes and clarifies them. So says Reb Meir Simcha, that's why David HaMelech is referred to as the Kaichav. The Kaichav is the Safra de Chama. Just like the Chama is the main thing, and it has a cipher that records things, keeps tracks of things, is Motzi Elav Tamid, is constantly with him, like Rashi says. So too, the Torah wrote things. But David HaMelech came along with his Sefer Tehillim as the Safra de Chama, to explain things in the Torah, to clarify things in the Torah, as the Medrash says, Harbe Maisim Kosa Moshe B'Torah Stumim, and David HaMelech was Pirsham. So that's why he is Nimshal to the Koichav, which is the Safra de Chama. And that is why, when the Pasuk refers to David HaMelech, Dorach Koichav Miyakov. Koichav doesn't just mean a king, like the Targum says. A king, specifically David HaMelech, as is Mavuar in the Pasuk Umachatz Pasei Moyev. Why is David HaMelech called a Koichav? Because David HaMelech, with his Tehillim, that accompanies the Torah, that accompanies the Torah and is Mefarish, the Dvarim Stumim Shebet Torah, he's called the Sefer, the Sefer, the Safra de Chama. Adkan Divrei Rav Meir Simcha. I want to build on this. A number of years ago, on Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos, in the Drasha, before Mayriv, I spoke about David HaMelech, who was Nifter on Shavuos, as we know, and the concept of Sefer Tehillim. And I went through a mimer from Rabbi Mintzberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Ben Melech, shown to me by a guy in Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld, to Zayn Gesunden Stark, Rishkailol here in Cleveland, Rishkailol Kailol Ateres Chaim Baruch. And he says it's such a beautiful mimer. And he talks about how Sefer Tehillim is the complement, it complements the Torah. And he says, we find that Chazal connect Sefer Tehillim and the Torah. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Medrash in Tehillim gave Chamisha Chumshei Torah. David HaMelech has Chamisha Svarim in his Tehillim. Why? Because from the Torah, a person learns what he needs to do. What he needs to do as a Yid, the mitzvahs, These are the mitzvahs, these are averus, this is what you need to do. But says, and I'll read his lashon to you, Tehillim hu ha-sefer bo'i mitu'orim hashkofosoi. Sefer Tehillim is the sefer where it's described, the hashkofa, the view, rikshoysav, the emotions, vitzurasai, and the form, and what a yid, hashalem, a Yehudi ha-mushlam, looks like. From Sefer Tehillim we learn how a person is supposed to live like a yid, how to act like a yid. What is a yid's feelings? What's a yid's yearnings? What's a yid's emotions? What is our she'ifus in life? What is he thirsty for? What does he want out of life? What's considered oisher? Whether it's riches, whether it's oisher with an aleph of being fortunate, ashrei ha'ish. What does it mean, the oisher of a yid? What is a yid? What are his shashua of? What are his enjoyments? What does he love? What does he desire? What does he hate? What's he disgusted by? That's what Sefer Tehillim teaches us. The hashkafos of Klal Yisrael were written in Sefer Tehillim. Emuna, bitachon, dveikus, hishtoikus l'Hashem, hashkocha pratis on every step of a person's life, schar v'inish, sadik v'raloi, how to look at Torah, how to look at the Bria, how to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why David HaMelech, he says, ask the Rebbein Hashem, Yiu l'ratzin imrei fi, says the Medrash. David HaMelech asked that my words should be written down and should be l'dairus. Not like someone who just reads music and songs. Klayiso, when they read it, they should get schar, kinigoyim va'olos, like the Torah itself. And the question is, why? Why should Sefer Tehillim get schar like the Torah itself? And the answer is, because Sefer Tehillim is not just a Sefer of Shiras v'Sishbachis. Sefer Tehillim is Megala the Tzura of a Yid. Megala what it means to be a Shlemus of a Yid. And therefore, of course, when a person learns Torah, he learns the Halachas of what he needs to do, what he doesn't need to do. But then the Sefer Tehillim teaches us the Pnimius, the Regesh, the Amunah, the Bitachon, the She'ifas of a Yid. And that's also Halacha. And that also is something that a person needs to learn up and to understand. And between the Torah and the Tehillim is the Shleimus of a Yid. And that's why David HaMelech was asking that that's how it should be Mekubal. And he continues and he says, one of the Yesoidas that we see from Tehillim is the Noyam and the Oisher, the pleasantness, how fortunate we are to keep the mitzvahs and to learn the Torah. Mitzvahs are not an oil on a person. When you look in the Torah, you see this is what you have to do. Vayim Shemaya Tishmu. If you listen to me, this is what will happen. If you don't listen, this is what's going to happen. It's an oil, and it has to be an oil outside of Reinu. That's the only way we'll be able to do it. We're mechuyev. We're being forced to do it, and we have to do it. But Tehillim shows us, and that for an obligation is necessary. But Tehillim shows us how that obligation, that hechrich, that oil is actually something so geschmack, something so pleasant, such an oinig. Like David HaMelech says so many times, Hanechamodim izov umipazrov umisukim idvash v'noifesufim tamuru ki tiv Hashem. Taste it, how Hashem is so good. And you see this clearly in Mizmor Kuf Yutes, which talks about Torah. The whole Mizmor that starts off with Ashrei, Ashrei, it's an Oysher. Shows the beauty in every level of Torah. And not just the beauty, the Shashuim, this is what we want to be involved in. This is our Geshmak, this is so pleasant. This is what we want to quote unquote Shashuim, something you play around with. So on and so forth, it's a shashua for Klal Yisrael. When it comes, the Medrash tells us in Tehillim that when Moshe Rabbeinu, after he finished the entire Torah, he said, Ashrecha Yisrael, Because avada, when a person learns the Torah and he has the mitzvahs and he has to do them, and he has to do them, it's out of chayiv, it's an obligation. The hope is that at the end, he will see the Oysher. He'll see the Ashrecha Yisrael. But David HaMelech was Poseach, he started to tell him where Moshe ended off, and he says, I'm also going to be Mevarech Kla Yisrael. Ashrei Ho'ish, he begins already with Ashrei, to show that the entire Sefer Tehillim here is to teach us and to show us, and for us to express the Ashrei in being a Yid, and someone who learns Torah, and is Dovik B'Hashem B'mitzvaysav. And that's why Rabbi says, Esri Mushtayim Ashrei K'siv B'Sefer Tehillim, K'neged Esri Mushtayim Oisiyais. There's 22 Isaiahs in the Torah. There's 22 Ashrays to show us from beginning to end. Being a Yid, Ashrei Ho'ish, it's the most fortunate and geshmaka thing that a person could do. Another very important thing that a person learns from Tehillim is the idea of bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, living with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, hashkocha pratis from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We have in Parshas Ekev Bekitzer, Ishamer Lecha, don't forget the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Koichi Vayitzim Yadi, V'zachartas Hashem Lekecha. But in Tehillim, David HaMelech is talking all about Emun on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. B'cha Botcha Aviseinu Botcha V'atafal Teimoi. They had Bitochen and you saved them. Elecha Zoaku V'nimlatu. B'cha Botcha V'loi Boishu. B'cha Batachdi Alei Boisha. Hashem Uzi Magini Boy Batachlibi Venezarti Kimo Yismachli Beinu Kishem Kotche Batachnu Ichasu Hashem Aleinu Kashay Chanulach. And we see even more than Bitachon. Tavon HaMelech throws his whole self reliant on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor Gam Ki Elich Begeit Samoves Hashleich Al Hashem Yovcha Hashem Oyer V'yishi Mimi Yevchad In Tokon Lai Mochama B'zeis Ani V'yteach. So on and so forth. David HaMelech constantly not just expresses his bitachon, he shows how he's totally reliant on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam over and over and over. And not only that, we see from David HaMelech when he was actually in the Tzara itself, his bitachon was so strong he was already talking about the Yeshua. He was already singing a praise on the Yeshua at times, because his bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was so strong. And this is what Sefer Tehillim teaches us. This is what Sefer Tehillim teaches us. That a person is able to raise himself up. A person is able to see the beauty of mitzvahs, to recognize it. His life should be a life of Torah and mitzvahs. His life should be a life of Dveikus Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ayol Tarei Galafike Moyim. David HaMelech is in Midbar Yehuda. In Midbar Yehuda, it's a desert. People are thirsty there. What's David HaMelech thirsty for? Tzoma Nafshi Leilukim. I have this thirst, but it's not the thirst of everyone else. It's the thirst to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Shtoikus to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In the Torah, we don't find this idea of Tzoma Lecha Nafshi. But David HaMelech is able to teach us that that's how a Yid lives. A Yid lives with a tzimoyin for Torah, a tzimoyin for mitzvahs. V'nikir v'asalikim li toiv. David HaMelech says being connected to Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the best thing. Not only that, David HaMelech says, look around the Bria and you'll see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Marabu Masecho Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Asisa. Kisi Machtani Hashem B'folech Masi Yadecha Ranein. Hashem Mayim Misaprim Kvayit Kel. Ki Ero Shemecha Masi Etzbeisecha. So on and so forth. David HaMelech shows us how to look around the Bria and come to Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam says in Yisayde HaTeira, one of the ways you come to Ava and Yira is B'shoyisboinin Adam. When a person is misboinin in the Bria, he's able to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He comes to Avas Hashem. This is what Sefer Tehillim teaches us. That's why Chazal Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Bracha says, Araya Sefer Tehillim, Bachaloyim Yitzapel LaChasidus. Chasidus is this level of a person who's an Adam HaShalim. Person who's an Adam HaShalim. And in fact, the Messiah Sesharim Perichav Aleph, by Chasidus writes, One is one of the things, Minei Masha Yoel Harbe Liknes Achasidus, is Goydel Haistaklus Veroyiv Haisboinenus. He says, when a person is marbel ispoin and he contemplates the roimavus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he comes over there, says Mesil Shisharim, to the level of chasidus. What will help a person come to that level of chasidus, of connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Roiv ha'asmodo v'ho'ion b'mizmoiri dov and ha'melech is b'ma'ayin in Tehillim. When you see what David HaMelech was, when you see the chassidus of David HaMelech, and you're mispoin, you think about it, it becomes a part of you, you want to do that also. So perhaps we could say, I just picked pieces of this mimer, you could look it up. If you're interested in Ben Melech, Anoitzar Chochma, Sphere Seimer V'Chag HaShavuos, Sefer Tilim Sheirish HaChasidus, Maimer Aleph, and Sphere Seimer Chag HaShavuos, I think it is, Isophus, page Shin Sadi Zayin at the end, where he's telling us that David HaMelech comes and he builds on the Torah. Torah's Moshe is the halachas, what one needs to do to live like a Yid. You have to do the mitzvahs and not do Averis. And this is the way it is. The Torah says him in Yonav Emunah, in Yonav Bitachon, in Yonav Yira, Yonav Avav, after Shem Lekech, it's there. But David HaMelech came along and he was mefarish them. And he built on that. It's not enough just to follow the laws to be a Yid. A Yid is much more than that. A Yid is a life. A life of Emunah, a life of Bitachon, a life of Torah, a life of mitzvahs, a life of Oineg, a life of Ashrei. A life of Mesukim Midvash V'Noifes Sufim, of regish, of emotions, of connecting to the Rebbeinu Shalom, of Tzom Alecha Nafshi, Kam Alecha Besari. That's what a Yid is. That's the Tzur of a Yid. And that's what David HaMelech, in his Sefer Tehillim, comes and compliments the Teras Moshe Avad that's included in Teras Moshe, deep down, but David HaMelech brought it out for us to recognize. And that, perhaps, is all included in Rameir Simcha's words, that David was Chibur Sefer Tehillim, who pierced Dvarim Shateras Osmom, Harbe Maisekosim Moshe B'Teras Tumim, Oma David Upirsham, David HaMelech is the Safra de Chama. The Chama, who's the Chama? We know, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama. Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chama. Moshe Chochma doesn't say that, but Mitzdama, it's all included. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chama, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is the Chama. Comes along the Koicha, the Safra, the Chama, David HaMelech, who's constantly going, as Rashi said. Motzi Yetzlei Tamid, he's constantly going with the Torah's Moshe. And he's being Mefarish and being Mevar. And being clarifying and showing us what was really the kavanah of Teres Moshe, what it really means to be a Yid, what it means to live like a Yid. That is who David HaMelech is. That's the power of Sefer Tehillim. That's the beauty of Sefer Tehillim. It's the place where we learn how to not just act like a Yid, to live like a Yid, to live life like a Yid. To understand what it means to be, as the Messiah Sisharim says, on the level of Chasidus. To understand what it means to be a Klal Yisrael, Zashrecha Yisrael, Micha Moiches, Moshe Rabbeinu ended the Torah, and David HaMelech said, Ashrei Yoish, 22 Ashreis, to sell it, show us, Klal Yisrael, recognize what you have, realize what you have. And that, Be'ez Hashem, if a person's able to be maimik, to delve in, the David HaMelech is the Safra, the Chama. That's the Shleimus of a Yid. Dvarim Nairoim, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.